From the New York Times, I'm Michael Barbaro. This is The Daily. Adam, how does the census end up in a case before the Supreme Court?
So the census is required by the Constitution. It's in the sixth sentence of the Constitution. It's the first thing in the Constitution that actually directs the federal government to do something directly. And what it tells the federal government to do is every 10 years, you have to count up everybody in the nation.
In 80 million mailboxes across the USA, the census is a-coming to help us plan the way.
Actually, the census is the largest peacetime mobilization in America. Aside from sending troops over, sees, this is when we put the most people into the field to do something.
That's another way of saying it's very important.
It's the very cornerstone and foundation of our political system.
Help your community get equal government representation. Help show where funds are needed for jobs, schools.
It's how we allocate political power. It's how we allocate congressional seats. It's how we draw voting districts. And it's used to allocate hundreds of billions of dollars of federal funds.
You can count on me.
And the way we allocate those up is by counting the number of people in the state, everybody in the state, citizens or not.
Answer the census. We're counting on you.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
So the census is required to do something.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2937. LBFO for Thirsty the Tooth of May 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
Show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and we've got some voice letters. Yes, me buddies!
In 80 zillion podcast players across the whole wide earth, the BFO is counting on you, so stand up and prove your worth. To show us where we're going so that we can really know what's needed for the future of our favorite little show. Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Help your BFO get equal potosphere representation. Send us your best ideas for ruination, de-lurking, fibering, and don't forget, bacon. Answer the BFO census. And all your answers aren't remotely confidential and will be read aloud on the little show.
Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Can we count on you?
Yes, Big Freddy, you can count on me.
And together we will see each other through. The BFO Census, we're counting on you. The BFO Census, we're counting on you.
Hello, memory laners. Oh, Big Freddy, that takes me back. It's true. Just to let you know, I know there are some new listeners. Yes, Big Freddy, I know one anyway, Sam in the Hinterlands. That was Big Fatty did a census, a BFO census, 1 year in July. I don't remember which year it was. I'm sure somebody will tell me. But the music from that was created by that Dells in Dallas. Yes, Big Fatty is he was around before there was Alex. It's true. And by the way, Poodle, Alex Lefebvre says you can just find another bone to pick, that he and Brandon are listening every day. Yes, because and I bet that they hollered out a little show today. They probably did. They did say rabbit, rabbit. You know who else said rabbit, rabbit? No, Big Freddy, who? I think Digger. Because Digger was on the aluminium tube of death, and y'all, he got upgraded to Kiss My Ass class. Big Freddy! And... And so he was flying high on the hog, eh? I didn't know you could fly a hog. Well, you know, they always say something about when pigs fly. But anyway, that was at Pat Geick, Rhymes with Dyke, formerly of the Don't Quit Your Day Job a little show. But, you know, they all quit. But y'all, the BFO census was just y'all. It's one of those things that music is from the 1980 census, and here we are 40 years later, and y'all, that opening of today's little show, y'all, the Trucker Alex was listening to The Daily from the New York Times, a little show. And y'all, they Big Fatty, you've kept the 1980 census music alive, and finally you're being recognized by the New York Times. New York Times! Census. Yeah, well, you know, I think it's a toss-up between the happy music and the census music. I think I've worked harder on trying to get the happy music than I did the census music. But Big Fatty, what about the 1982 World's Fair music? Oh, how does that go again? Big Fatty, I thought you'd never ask.
From the red earth of Mexico, it's coming. From China, a piece of the Great War. It's coming.
You've got to prepare the 1982 World's Fair.
From every corner of the earth, it's coming. And it's coming soon. You've got to be there.
Point me in the right direction. I'll be there.
The 1982 World's Fair. You've got to be there.
I'll 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 be there.
Roger, Houston, we'll be there.
The 1982 World's Fair. You got to be there.
In Knoxville, B. Fatty, Big Fatty, did Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, go to that? Well, I don't know, but I'm sure that he couldn't be bothered to tell us. After I recorded yesterday, y'all, a brief conversation with my mother. Y'all, she had no recollection of my brother coming by to have lunch with her yesterday. In fact, she had just gotten back from supper and proclaimed that she had not eaten anything, any lunch or supper all day, even though she had. So be it. And so not much of a roller coaster today. Just kind of, you know, we're pulling into the, well, we're not pulling into the unloading area quite yet, but we're on one of those straight big, it ain't nothing straight. Well, we're going around one of those turns where you're just building up. You're not building up speed. You're just changing direction. You know, you're just coming around the curve. Yes, Big Betty. After that, went for my evening nipple walk and watched The Jeopardy, y'all. Did you watch The Jeopardy? I tell you what, that James on there, he's something else. Watched some other things on the TV machine, a little sports ball and other things. And yeah, I didn't go to bed till about, oh no, I made some popcorn. I made popcorn last night, and y'all, it was delicious. Just delicious. Ran the dishwasher. Big Fatty, your life is just incredibly boring. Slept okay. I think Whitman Tinker was kind of lurking. Big Fatty, don't forget, next week is Lurker Week. It's true. So anyway, got up on hump day morning and had my coffee, and y'all, I did my nipple walk early because I was meeting Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive for lunch, as we do on Wednesdays. And y'all, while I was out on my nipple walk, y'all, I ran into my next door neighbor. Y'all, I've noticed that and y'all, I'm really not Gladys Kravitz, be ready, so who says? Well, I say. But y'all, I've noticed that my next door neighbor, he sometimes will take his blower and blow me and blow my walk in front of the villa. And anyway, he's just a nice guy and quite a looker too. And so I saw he was out with his daughter and over in one of the little pocket parks. And and he said, I asked him, I said, well, now, have you become a stay-at-home dad these days? I said, I've been seeing you around a lot more than normal. He goes, well, y'all, and he went into this whole story about how his wife had left him back in January and that he just found out last week that his job was being eliminated. And it just, and so I, you know, I just was offered support. I said, you know, it's not often in your life that you get a spring break again, an extended spring break. You know, Dr. Stone had an extended spring break there for a while also, but he's got some feelers out. Big Freddy, that sounds vulgar. And so anyway, but we had a nice little chat, and then I came back and got my shirt, and I was off. I was off to have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, I had the meatloaf. We went to the famous toastery. Trucker Alex likes to go there. And went there. Y'all, I had the meatloaf sandwich, which is a big old thick. Y'all, it must have been 2 inches thick. Slice of meatloaf on sourdough bread with yellow mustard and American cheese. Y'all, it is big, Vinny. It sounds like Thanksgiving dinner for Mr. Cackle. It does. After we ate, y'all, I went over to the Vaughn's East. Yes, Big Vinny. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Vinny, we hear it. We hear it, y'all. As I do on hump day, you know what happens. Went to the Vaughn's East. Y'all, they had Brillo sponges, a 3-pack. They will buy one, get one three free. So I got one of those. What does that say? Oh, y'all, I decided they had boneless pork chops on sale, buy one, get one free. And y'all, I decided I wanted to fix some with the shake and bake. Yes, Big Betty, and I helped. And so y'all, I got a box of the shake and bake mix and shaker bags. Got a couple of things of pork chops, some thick ones, and some butterfly chops. Y'all, the good Asian bag solid was $2 for $6, so I got a couple of those. Y'all, I got some, so what is that? Caesar salad. The Betty Crocker Suddenly Solid. I got the Caesar solid version of that. They will buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the dark chocolate raisinettes, buy one, get one free. Y'all, those are hard to find from time to time. Y'all, they also had something new, the Oscar Mayer sub kit, and it had turkey and ham already sliced up, and y'all, it was enough to make 14 6-inch submarine sandwiches, and y'all, it was only $4, and I thought, well, I could make one really, really meaty submarine. Yes, Big Betty. And so I just got that. I figured I'd kind of snick a snack on that if nothing else, you know. They had some cheese straws. Y'all, do you know what cheese straws are? I know Brian in Danbury knows what they are. Brian, do you make the cheese straws? Big Betty, I bet the Flopfo does. Maybe. And y'all, this was in the Low Country section. That's where the old Crooked Hat looked for the Benny wafers, but he couldn't find the Low Country delicacies section. Being funny, y'all have picked me up a navel orange because y'all have last for right. I fixed me a glass of sangria and crushed ice, and y'all, I decided a slice of a navel orange would be good in there, so I got some of that. Y'all, I got some cut up pineapple and strawberries and mandarin oranges. They were on sale, and y'all, they had the Good Humor Bars, a package of six of those, buy one, get one free. Y'all, I spent $40.16, but I saved $25 and a penny. Yes, me penny. That's the Mexican death phone. Oh, everybody, I don't like the Mexican death phone. I'll take care of it. You go over there. Hello?
Rapid, rapid. Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Miss Pool McNoodle.
Hi.
Just out of curiosity, I do have a question submission time. Question submission time. Okay.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from Singapore, Mexico. And y'all, is from that Ed Gong, who, y'all, he's very proficient with the pwn that he puts up over there in the chat room during Gavin's little show, the Sick It With a Poke. But anyway, Ed, what you got?
If a frog says rabbit, rabbit, does a rabbit say frog, frog? Anyway, bye. Oh, and happy Labor Day. At least happy Labor Day for all the commie countries except for America. Bye.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, that, of course, is that Ed Gong. And Ed, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from our listeners in Mexico. And Egg. That's just a combination of Ed and Gong. It's just Egg. Oh, poor McCready. Ed, that is an excellent. It's an excellent question. And, you know, I am not an expert on the bunnies. However, we do have a couple of experts that listen to the BFO. That would be Miss Bacon and that Moose P. Maybe they can call in and let us know if the bunnies say frog, frog. Big Fatty, we need some new content. Play some more of that old shit again.
Hey, podcast listeners, you've still got time. It's not too late.
That's right, it's not too late.
It's not too late to help your BFO. Send us your best ideas for ruination, de-lurking, fibering, and don't forget bacon. Answer the BFO census. And remember, all your answers will be played or read on the air. Hey, Conscience, is it too late?
It's not too late.
And it's not too late for Mexicans either.
The BFO census, we're counting on you.
Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, it's not too late. We just got that in. It's true. Y'all, I love the 1980 census and the 1982 World's Fair music. Y'all, they just don't make them that way anymore. Big Fatty, now you're sounding like an old fart. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, Trucker Alex told me about that clip from The Daily. And guys, thank you so much for bringing the BFO into the spotlight again. And is there any advice you have for the BFO?
So the census is required to do something.
Do something. Well, okay, I guess we'll do something.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.